What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Well, Randy, let's get started. What is hot in the markets right now?
Well, you know, we're going to make a change here for the first time in a long time, you know, where, you know, we've been talking about how, you know, it's been the precious metals, the stock market, and the meat, the cattle that have been what's been hot. But now it's going to continue to be gold. That continues to be a market that, can, you know, continues to set, you know, new highs. You know, it was down a little bit last week, but, you know, you got to have some profit taking step in at some point. And we continue to see some good movement as far as the stock market is concerned, you know, whether it's the Dow, the NASDAQ, or the S&P 500, they all traded very well last week. But now coming into it is some of the grains. And you start looking what soybeans did. They gained 25 cents last week, and a lot of that off of the confirmation that we're going to meet, that Trump and Xi are going to meet. And that really helped to push the market in. That's a market that is now starting to become a little bit more active. And we're also looking at crude oil because of the sanctions that came in against Russia. That's helping to make that market a little more active.
So with that being said, we switch over to what is not hot. And I think I know what you're going to say, but go ahead.
Well, there we'll have to lean on wheat. I mean, that's a market that continues to be a follower. Now, if we can see, you know, corn and soybeans rally, it's going to pull wheat with it. But that's still a market that is flirting down with its contract lows and not seeing a lot of news to help give it direction. It's going to be a follower. And then on the other side of that, you got to look at cattle. I mean, that market got decimated here last week with, you know, three limit down moves from Friday to Friday, and that market, you know, because of the idea that we're importing more or possibly will import more beef, that really took the wind out of the sails of the beef market.
Thanks, Randy. Appreciate it. What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.